to the west, and they're looking at the wall. So they're coming out of the wood line with a wounded veteran, and they're looking at the wall to see all of the names that were, you know, the casualties. And it's just a pretty gripping experience. North of that is the creek, and walk through it, and it's pretty eerie. It captures things well, too. But I hope I'm not boring you.
Boring us at all. This is a long, I guess, kind of a boring trip. No, you're taking up some time and giving us some information for where we're going. So, I mean, it's like, you know, like when you go to them places and they got a, whatever they call that person that walks you through that. No, I appreciate it. It's interesting. It's something, yeah, I appreciate you taking the time and tell us. And I don't know where I am and I don't know where your repeater is, but man, that thing got some really, really good coverage. But anyway, no, that's a help. It'll give us something to look for. KUD.
AUD, KO4NUE. Okay, so the Smithsonian, when you go into the Smithsonian, I think there's three floors to it, but there's a lot of rooms. So you have to kind of pay attention because you kind of get lost into the rooms. The bottom floor is pretty big. If you go into the Smithsonian, I would recommend that you carry a box lunch or carry something to eat. So, because it's a big place and there is a lot to see. Resist the urge to get in a hurry. You know, you're going to see some things there that you are from the beginning of what we think is creation, or, you know, humankind, I guess. So take the time to look and see. They have some excellent fossils that they have collected from all over the world, to include a hominid or human, early man that they have collected. And if you're lucky, they normally have a university with some students who are trying to get their doctorate's degree, who will bring some exhibits that they don't have on display to teach and explain people when they come by. So just take the time to look at the fossils and the bones and any kind of animal, you know, fossil or human fossil you could possibly see. There's some Egyptian things there that's pretty neat. Mummified this and mummified that. But tell your wife, upstairs is the gemstone category where they have all of the gemstones. Any kind of rock you could imagine, from a piece of, you know, crush and run gravel all the way up to the Hope Diamond. And, you know, the Hope Diamond's there on display. Or I think it's the Hope Diamond. It may be a fake. I'm not sure. But, you know, it's under, you got good security guards in there. And it's on a little spinning thing. It spins round and round. You know, really beautiful to see. And then mammals, any kind of mammal, you know, elephants. There's this huge, big elephant when you walk up in the middle of it. Do you have any small children with you? And I'm asking for a reason.
My son, he's about 6'4". He is definitely not small.
What I'm asking is, they have a dinosaur display there. And you walk through the fossils or the bones first, you know. And they have a T-Rex. When I was there, they had a T-Rex there. And, oh, my word, I can't imagine being chased by a lizard that big. I mean, the teeth are bigger than me, and I'm 5'8". So that big, you know, like 30, 40 feet, 20 feet tall, I'd say, you know, just enormous. But they have robotic dinosaurs there that, I mean, they look as real as you can get, I guess. About half scale size. I mean, they're huge. And they make noises, loud noises. So, you know, sometimes when the young kids walk by, they'll come to life and, you know, the jaws will come open. I mean, they're, you know, 10, 15 feet away. But it puts perspective to the picture, you know. We see what we think a dinosaur looked like, and you see the bones, and you think, my goodness, that's something on TV. But when you're standing there in front of that thing, I don't think 30-06 would do anything, if you know what I mean. It's just, they're that big.
KUD. Yeah, that sounds interesting there. Yeah, I don't know if I've ever been right up to something like that, but yeah, that's what we're going to look at, and I appreciate it. That's giving us something more to look forward to, but yeah, that's sound like that's going to be a neat thing to see there.
I'm assuming you're staying in a motel, probably close to D.C. somewhere, so let me give you some pointers. Don't do what we did or what I did. Well, me and my cousin did. We stayed at, I think it was a Holiday Inn or something like that. Well, at D.C., they've got like four or five Holiday Inns. Holiday Inn East, Holiday Inn West, Holiday Inn North, blah, 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 blah. I would not try to drive. You know, traffic is just all, you know, that. Get a ticket to the Metro. That in itself is an experience, you know. It's kind of fun to try to figure out, okay, well, we're here, we want to go there. But it's all clearly marked, you know, and there'll be somebody there to help. Hey, we want to go see this. And they'll tell you, hey, get on here. Anyway, get a pass. It's much quicker, and you can move around the city pretty quick. But before you leave the motel, get the telephone number and address so that when you get on the Metro to go back, or the bus, the motels usually have a bus, so you can get on the bus to go to the Metro and then take the Metro to travel. Well, when you get off of the Metro, you got to know which motel you're going back to. So we sat there for about an hour trying to figure out which motel we was at. And it was, you know, a little bit aggravating. But write all that down before you leave, and that'll alleviate any problems.
We're staying, I'm not sure where it is. We're staying in some house over there. Don't know how far it is or anything. It sounds like we might be getting into some of that driving, but I guess we could still use what you're talking about, you know, for part of the time anyway.
And just when you get to your destination and you get settled down, just get on the old Google machine, find the nearest Metro you got that's close to you. That's my recommendation now. And you drive your car to the Metro station and park it. And then you get on the Metro, and you go and do and just go all over. You know, it's kind of neat. The whole thing is just, it's an experience, you know. I would make a recommendation that you think about what you want to do, because there's no way you can see all of that in a week. But look at all of the options, and then you want to go do something, go do that for the day, because you're gonna get wore out. You're gonna be we were, you know, so much walking. It's quite the experience. Well, I mean, Air Space Museum was just absolutely amazing, too. I don't think there's anything there that you're not going to be impressed with, you know, other than I think there's a news a museum there where you can go see, you know, newspaper articles and things like that. I wasn't too impressed with that, but National War Museum there, they've got the original American flag there. No pictures. They will scold you if you take pictures. It's in a controlled environment, but you can see the, you know, the original American flag, what's left of it. But you know, everybody needs to see that. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. And all the war museums too. That's, you know, pretty incredible to see. But I think you'll have a wonderful time. Just we made some mistakes. But we recovered pretty quickly, but we just had a good time. And the food too, any kind of ethnic food you want. I don't know what kind of food you like, but we enjoyed Indian. Got some really good Indian food, so we ate Indian every single night. This is KL4NUE with KL4QLG and KI5KUD.
Before QLG, I was just gonna remind you about the Marine Corps Museum a couple hours before you get to DC, and make sure that on the changing of the guard, that you know what time to be there, so you're not wasting time sitting around waiting for that.
So let me make sure I got it. U.S. Marine Corps Museum is just before you get, I think it's in Quantico. You know, parking's easy for it. You just pull up in the facility. It's not in these, it's not in the congested area. But really nice museum. You know, no purses, no fanny packs, no nothing. And yes, they are Marines at the door, and they will tell you real quick. If you want to come in here, you leave that in the car, and they'll be professional, but they'll let you know right up front. So, really nice museum to see, and you know, see, check that out as well. I think U.S. Army Museum's there too, but you know. There's a lot to see and a lot to do, so kind of pick your battle, that kind of thing.
We'll see if we're going to have time to check that out, too, while we're up here. But, yeah, I appreciate y'all sharing that with us. Yeah, like I said, it gives us something to look forward to. Let me know more. I'm getting more interested in seeing it, you know, listening to what they got up there. And I appreciate it.
All that. Well, y'all have a good time. Safe travels. And on the way back, when you come back, just so you know, we have net every night at 9 o'clock. I have a different net controller. So, you know, I don't know what time y'all going to come back, but if you find yourself, you know, in this area after 9 o'clock, any night of the week, feel free to check in with us. We'd love to have you in the log. But, yep, nice talking to you. I'm glad to get your call sign in my books, you know. That is, y'all be safe. Y'all have a wonderful time. And, you know, if you have to pick top three would be the changing of the guard, the Holocaust Museum, and the Smithsonian. If you go to the changing of the guard, no hats, they will correct you. No talking, they will correct you. And, you know, if you can find time, stand up out of respect. It's hollow ground, and you know it just as soon as you step on to the cemetery. So enjoy it. Y'all be safe. And, you know, see later on down the log pad. Y'all be safe. KO4NUE and KI5KUD. I'll be clear on your final, sir.
You taking the time and tell us about all that and the other man that come in there. I appreciate that information, too. And, yeah, we get a, where's the name, what's the name of this place we're going to? We're going to be staying in Spartanburg. We're just about to the motel where we're staying in Spartanburg. But anyway, like I said, I appreciate it and enjoyed the net, too. Now, I may try to get a hold of y'all in the morning or something. But yeah, when I come back through here, I'm going to try to get y'all again. But appreciate it. Y'all have a good night. Catch you next time. KI5KUD.
Dad, one other thing. So, Spartanburg, you're pretty close. You probably, I guess, technically 8-10 miles from me. You run into some kind of trouble, or you need some help while you're up in this area, you can move to this frequency, or you can move to look me up on QRZ, my telephone number, email address there. But I usually monitor this frequency. Just throw a call sign out for KO4NUE. Need some help with something, I'll be glad to swing by and give you a hand. So you be safe, safe travels. Tell the missus we said hello. KO4NUE 73, I'm clear.
KO4NUE, she heard you say it. I appreciate it, and I'll do that. I'm taking your call sign down now. And, nothing else, I'll have it, and I'll know who to call for when I come back through here. Appreciate it. And I'm going to be listening and driving down the road for a little bit longer. KI5KUD. Keep that one more time. My wife putting it in my phone, so I'll have it.
Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. First name is Chad, Charlie Hotel Alpha Delta, QSL.
Got it. She's putting it in my phone right now. I appreciate it, and enjoyed the talk and the information. Y'all have a good night. KI5KUD.
4-6-5-4, Mickey.
What do you say?